Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A tsunami warning has been canceled now after an earthquake in Alaska, but an advisory remains in place.
The 7.9 quake that jolted people in Alaska around 1 a.m. spurred a tsunami warning that's now been downgraded to an advisory. Officials say those in Kodiak, Alaska, should remain in place, though on higher ground. The quake happened about 175 miles off the Alaskan coast. The West Coast is no longer under a tsunami watch. Some people reported feeling that earthquake as far as 100 miles away in Anchorage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police say a business manager shot a robbery suspect Monday afternoon in southeast Wichita. It happened at Honey's Wig and Beauty Supply in the 1700 block of South Hillside. Police said a suspect walked in and attempted to rob the business. Store manager fired two rounds, wounding the suspect, who was hospitalized in critical condition.
Authorities say a Wichita police captain has been charged with battery and disorderly conduct after allegedly pushing a teenage referee during a youth basketball game.
The Wichita Eagle reports that the misdemeanor charge identified the captain as Kevin Mears. Augusta City Prosecutor Benjamin Winters said in a statement Monday that the January 13th incident was investigated by the Augusta Department of Public Safety. He says the investigation included numerous witness statements and video evidence. Wichita police said in a news release Monday that Mears remains on unpaid leave pending the outcome of the criminal proceedings and an internal review. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Five new Wichita School Board members took the oath of office at Monday night's Board of Education meeting.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman administered the oath of office to kick off the first board meeting of 2018. Three of the members, Ben Blankley, Ron Rosales, and Julie Hedrick, took the oath after winning their respective races in the November elections. Appointed members Stan Reeser and Ernestine Crable, who replaced Jeff Davis and Barbara Fuller respectively, also took the ceremonial oath. In his closing remarks, Board President Stan Rohde was optimistic in his praise of the new members.
You know, this is a group that understands what's going on in the schools and hopefully understands what's going on in Topeka, and I think will serve the district well, and I appreciate just being part of the team.
Rohde, along with Cheryl Logan, are the only two holdovers from last year's board. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita police report two restaurant robberies on Sunday. At about 10 in the morning, police were called to a Subway in the 300 block of East Pawnee, where an employee said a man entered the store with a handgun, demanding money. Suspect fled in an older gold or tan Ford Explorer. Then later, a Domino's Pizza was robbed in the 3900 block of West 21st.
Who stated that two unknown suspects had entered the business. One was armed with a gray handgun, and they were demanding money. Money was taken by the suspects, and they fled the store at that time.
Officer Charlie Davidson says there were no injuries in either robbery.
The government shutdown is over. Now, Democrats and Republicans must find common ground on what to do with immigration reform.
The brief government shutdown was solved when Democrats agreed to join with Republicans to vote to reopen it. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says something was accomplished on immigration.
Before this agreement, they had no protection. Now we have a path forward in which we can work a bipartisan solution that will take care of the Dreamers.
If the Senate can reach a deal for it to become law, they'll need buy-in from the House and the White House. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise laid out his immigration priorities.
I think there's a deal to be made, but in my mind it would not include amnesty, and it has to include real border security and funding of the wall.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Bill Cosby took center stage at a jazz club in Philadelphia. His first public performance since becoming embroiled in a sex scandal.
The 80-year-old reminisced and cracked jokes about his childhood, honored old friends, and Cosby did sort of respond to a question about the scandal in which about 60 women accused him of drugging and molesting them.
No, ma'am. I came here tonight to enjoy being with my friends and the musicians and the people who came.
Bill Cosby finished the evening by leading the band, preferring to scat in place of a missing horn section, and then taking a turn on the drums. Kevin Battle. Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
College basketball news coming our way. KU on the road tonight. How did K-State fare on the road last night? It's all coming up in sports.
How old do you have to be considered an adult? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Several construction projects underway in the downtown area as Wichita prepares for the NCAA basketball tournament in mid-March. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the city wants to make a good impression on visitors.
The Hilton Garden Inn with the rooftop bar right there on Douglas is going to be finished. That they wanted to get that in time for the men's NCAA tournament. So there's going to be an exciting time for Wichita.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show right here on KNSS.
Competition is heating up. Amazon narrowing its list of communities in contention to host its second U.S. headquarters. It's expected to be an economic boon to the area chosen. Now the governor of Maryland offering Amazon a $5 billion incentive program to come to his state. Montgomery County, Maryland executive Ike Leggett is happy that the state is pitching in.
When we look at the potential benefits from 50,000 jobs overall, the spinoff impact of that, that this is an investment well worthwhile.
Well, it used to be that people were considered adults when they reached the age of 21. Then it was 18. Now that number may be going back up.
Many millennials live at home with mom and dad far longer than their parents did when they were their age. Now scientists at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, Australia say adulthood should start at 24 years of age. That's because young people are remaining in school longer and putting off marriage and parenthood. The scientists say the definition of adolescence as between the ages of 10 and 19 years is arbitrary and should be reconsidered. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Starting to see some heavier traffic in a couple of places. Some heavier traffic around the South Junction now. 47th Street South and I-135 and the Turnpike down there. Just saw some heavy traffic in just a little bit ago, and starting to see some slower traffic or some higher traffic volumes around there as well. Traffic on KNSS. Brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the 3495 oil change.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could have a few slick spots on sidewalks this morning. Otherwise, temperatures warm well above freezing this afternoon, near 40 at noontime, 46 later on today. Clear tonight, our low 25, and we're back in the mid-50s on Wednesday, continuing to warm up by Thursday and Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 23 degrees, west wind at 10 miles per hour. Of course, a cloudy, windy Monday across central Kansas. Kind of dreary out there. Wichita's high temperature, 42 degrees, normal high is 43, but Wichita recorded a wind gust of 50 miles per hour. The wind, not as much wind today. We can tell you that much. 8:10 now with Steve and Ted, and the government shutdown is over, at least for now. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us from Washington this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I saw some of these government workers, I imagine, speeding into Washington this morning as I was coming into work, so no break from the traffic around here. But this is appears to be a temporary fix, as usual. We're talking less than 3 weeks, and then we'll be talking about this again. This, as Republicans are moving forward and trying to find some common ground with Democrats, maybe Democrats like Joe Manchin or Doug Jones from Alabama, the recently newly seated senator from Alabama, that they could come up with something, because what they've been discussing is kind of a four-pronged approach for immigration: getting a fix for DACA, ending chain migration, ending diversity lottery program, and getting the money for the border wall. And there's a great divide in what Democrats have been offering and what the president wants. The president has requested some $20 billion in wall funding. I think Democrats were proposing $1 to $2
billion. It's been interesting to watch this as both sides kind of point the finger at the other and say, okay, The Democrats are responsible. Okay, the Republicans are responsible, but I wonder if the American people really care. As long as we get this thing fixed and we can go to the parks again, right?
Yeah, I think so. I do think that Americans are getting really tired of this as far as the government funding situation. This is actually the fourth short-term fix in, I think, 6 months. So, you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, I keep hearing about these shutdowns. Well, you are continuing to hear about it, and you're going to hear about it in another few weeks. So the military has been complaining, saying that they can't plan, and the lack of planning actually costs more money, and it harms the armed services. So, but as far as the 2018 midterms, I think that both sides will use it to their advantage.
Well, of course they will. This morning earlier, Rachel, in preparing for the show, I went to our National Weather Service local webpage. And one of my usual portions there, it said, the sign came up and said, hey, the government shut down, we're not here. So I just called them out there on the telephone, and the meteorologist said, oh, we've been here all the time. You know, so I just wonder
Yeah. It depends on if they're essential personnel.
Yeah. And even then,
Washington area, there are a lot of furloughed employees, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But they're going to get paid, though, aren't they, eventually, don't you think?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
The ones who are working without pay, yeah, they'll get back pay.
Okay. Well, so no harm. No harm at all. All right. So you think they'll extend it another 3 weeks the next time they have to do this?
Oh, but, you know, what they say, that the past behavior is a good indication of future behavior.
Okay.
That's all I can really say about that.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it this morning. And Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, D.C. this morning, talking about the government shutdown that, in my estimation, didn't have a great big impact. We still got our mail yesterday at our house. So, you know, I think that's a good deal that I got my mail. How about that? You know, it's a little early.
You excited to get your mail?
Oh, I'm always excited to find out who wants me to send some more contributions to a charitable organization.
Yeah, when's the last time you got something cool in the mail? Yeah, see, you can't remember.
I got some really good mail. I got a bill from Westar.
That's what I mean.
I got a bill from Kansas Gas Service. I got a bill from Cox. And that's exciting because you tear them open.
Yeah.
Oh, how much do I owe them now? That's something I look forward to every day.
About 2 weeks ago, I got a computer component in the mail, but I had to buy it, so
right.
Well,
I don't know if
that was... You were waiting for it. You were anxiously, right?
Yeah, I guess I kind of was.
Okay. It's a little early in the season, but for state fairs, right? But Florida State Fair is the first one that
crops up. Florida. Yeah.
They had to do it while they got decent weather, right? Which I hope they're out of hurricane season, but they
have got to do it before the tourists start arriving for spring training. And
oh, right.
Got to get that out of the
They are the
state
first
fair out of the way.
To roll out the outrageous deep-fried bacon-wrapped cheese-covered foods on a stick that perfume the midways
Boom.
Of America.
Even in Florida.
Yeah. While cotton candy, corn dogs, and funnel cake once ruled, fairgoers these days look for something that's exotic or logic-defying. Like last year's cheesy fried enchilada funnel cake.
Mm.
Or 2016's cheeseburger with fried ice cream.
Now I could do that.
Oh. This year's lineup at the fair, which runs February 8th through 19, brings a chicken and waffles pizza called a syrup-based pie, corn on the cob covered in queso and rolled in spicy cheese puffs, and a catfish sundae of French fries, fried catfish, and spicy sauce. How healthy that sounds, huh?
Yeah, well,
any of this getting
it's a state fair. Come
any
on.
Of you getting you excited about this at all?
Fair. Well, this year, for the first time in quite a long time, I went to the Kansas State Fair. I had something fairly exotic that was fried and on a stick. I had alligator tail.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They've served it with like a shrimp cocktail sauce. It was very good.
The Florida Fair.
See, they probably have that in Florida every day.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Gator. Florida Fair also bringing in some winners from other state fairs. New this year is the deep-fried strawberry shortcake and a huge creation called a banana Frankel funnel cake that is a funnel cake topped with a ring of bananas and custard and then drizzled with chocolate or caramel. You know what? I think I could go for that one.
I saw a picture of that online.
I did, too.
I didn't think that looked very appetizing.
You don't have to eat all of it. A banana Frankel funnel cake. Top of the ring of bananas and custard and then drizzled with chocolate or caramel. Sounds pretty good to me. I better hop down to Florida and get some of that. What do you
think? I'll give me the jitters.
Okay. 8-7.
You'll be up for 72 hours straight after eating that.
Absolutely. Coming up on 8:18 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. And Ted's looking at a K-State men's basketball team that's been playing some very good basketball here lately. Right,
yeah, and we can add last night to the list. Kansas State in Waco last night taking on last place Baylor. And K-State got the win. Junior Barry Brown had a massive night for the Wildcats. He made all 12 of his free throws on his way to 34 points. K-State wins at Baylor, 90-83. That's 4 out of 5 now in the win column for Kansas State. Led the game wire to wire. Wildcats are now tied for second place in the Big 12 standings, just a game and a half behind the first place team, the Kansas Jayhawks. Another nice win for K-State. Speaking of Kansas, the Jayhawks are ranked number 5 in the nation, and they are on the road tonight visiting 11th-ranked Oklahoma. KU comes in atop the Big 12 standings. KU has won 10 straight road games, but they are an underdog tonight. Vegas has them 1.5 underdog at Oklahoma this evening. It makes me scratch my head a little bit. Oklahoma is coming off back-to-back losses. See if the Jayhawks can extend that road winning streak. Let's check in with KU's Malik Newman as KU gets ready to take on Oklahoma super freshman Trey Young, the nation's leading scorer. How does Malik Newman feel about that?
I think Trey's having a great season. I mean, I think those guys, they have a good team. So, you know, we just have to prepare tomorrow and Monday to go in there and to battle, you know, try to slow those guys down and just compete, you know, get stops and rebounds.
KU at Oklahoma tonight. Two top 12 teams going at it. Live pregame coverage begins at 4:30 this afternoon for the Jayhawks. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Those college rankings coming out yesterday, putting KU at 5th in the nation. Kansas now moving up 5 spots in both the coaches and the Associated Press polls to number 5 in the nation. Coming off back-to-back losses, Wichita State drops out of the top 10. The Shockers fall 10 spots in the AP poll, a dozen spots in the coaches' poll. The Shockers now 16th in the coaches, 17th in the AP. Coming off nice stretch, Kansas State picking up votes in both polls now, even before last night's win. Kansas State among the top 30 vote-getters in the AP poll this week. A couple of birthdays today. Former Wichita Arrows baseball player Kurt Bavakwa is 71 years old today. Played for the Wichita Arrows, AAA, back in the day before he had a pretty lengthy major league career as kind of a journeyman for several teams, but probably best remembered for his great 1984 postseason when he helped lead the San Diego Padres into the World Series against the Detroit Tigers. Bavakwa was pretty good back then. Kurt might also be known for his feud with Los Angeles Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda. Tommy was a pretty jovial guy, got along with most people.
Very positive.
But for
guy.
Some reason, Kurt Bavakwa got under his skin, and those two never really seemed to get along.
Yeah.
In fact, the subject of Kurt Bavakwa led Tommy Lasorda to a legendary profanity-laced tirade back in the early 80s that is a classic.
Many of us in broadcasting and radio, especially, have heard that tape.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's hilarious and it's filthy.
Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy just goes off.
Kurt Bavakwa.
Yeah.
He just keeps saying it. Bavakwa.
Yeah, he just kept yelling his name.
Yeah. He just gets madder and madder.
Yeah. So happy birthday to a former Wichita Arrow. Kurt Bavakwa is 71 today. And happy birthday to my nephew, Logan, who is a freshman at Cape and Mount Carmel. He's 15 today, plays on the boys' basketball freshman team, and Logan is a super kid.
Okay.
Yeah. So happy birthday. He's 15 today.
Happy birthday, Logan. All right, 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Word that FBI failed to preserve some crucial text messages. Sean's going to look at that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.